You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A brand new project for blind and partially sighted musicians is underway, and you could potentially take part. Nikki Kelly, singer-songwriter and panel member for RNIB Connect, has founded the VIP Project in Birmingham and hopes to engage and excite young people with sight loss. And she joins me now on the line. Hi, Nikki. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I imagine you're very busy at the moment.
Yeah, very busy. Just preparing to launch the application process and just announce all the artists as well.
It's an incredibly exciting time, and I've been fortunate to have known about this project for a good while. Obviously, this is going to be the first time that the general public get a chance to really hear about it. But tell us a bit about the VIP project.
So the VIP project, I'm a singer-songwriter, as you mentioned, and I was going around, and I still do, go around to quite a lot of networking events and wasn't coming across any other visually impaired people. And then I went to an RNIB meeting where we were talking about events and different community-led things that were happening, and there was just nothing there for younger people and visually impaired people that were interested in music. So it's something I do every day, and I just wanted to create something that filled that gap, and that's how the VIP project was born.
And as you say, it's a project mainly aimed at younger people. So what age range are we talking about, Nikki?
We're talking 18 to 35. When I was doing my research via the RNIB, we found that this was the group that was left out, so to speak.
A project of this scale needs some funding. So who are the kind people who are funding the project as we go forward?
The lovely kind people are Arts Council England.
So the project is now all put together. And yes, the project itself, as I understand, is a series of 8 workshops delivered over 8 weeks.
Yes, so it's going to be, as you mentioned, 8 workshops over 8 weeks. And every week, a different singer-songwriter will deliver the workshop. So I'll be doing the first one, and then it will be Dan Whitehouse, Michael Clark and Fiona Bevan will all deliver one. Then we'll have 2 weeks of rehearsals in preparation for a live concert, so to speak, that the general public can come to. And yeah, we'll show what the participants have done, and also all the singer-songwriters will perform as well. And then the last week will just be an evaluation and review of how it's all gone and how the participants have found it.
So at the end of the project, the participants, not only do they get 8 weeks of working with brilliant singer-songwriters, but they also get to perform as well.
Yeah, they get to perform to the general public, and there will be potentially some film cameras there as well, hopefully. So they'll be ready and raring to go to show off.
So a very exciting project for any aspiring young visually impaired musician. Now, I understand there's something quite unique going on with the artists who are involved in the workshops. Do I understand that they have to take visual impairment awareness training?
Yeah, so what I wanted to do, just so that I could feel it from, I guess, from my perspective and every other visually impaired person. Obviously, we can't cover every single condition, but the singer-songwriters will undertake visual impairment awareness training where they'll also have to play one of their songs while wearing Sim Specs, which would be a really fun thing to watch or listen to them do.
Of course, RNIB had the see-through sound concert. I know people like Badly Drawn Boy and Newton Faulkner played the launch night of that, and they wore Sim Specs for that gig. And even singer-songwriters who have been doing live shows for years said that it was a really strange experience performing in Sim Specs. How do you think your artists are going to cope with it?
It'll be really interesting because they're all so skilled and they don't rely on their vision as such when it comes to playing. But I think as it's going to be so out of their comfort zone, I think it would be quite surprising how much it does affect their performance.
So, Nikki, you're one of the artists involved, and currently you are singer-songwriter and producer, and you're working on your debut EP.
Yeah, that's right. So I've been planning it for a while, but started off initially as just a songwriter and was writing with and for other artists, and then started to write some songs that I felt I wanted to sing, and that's how it evolved into being an artist then, eventually producing music. And so I'm just working on my debut EP, which I'm hoping to release towards the end of next year or early 2018.
And I'm sure when you do, we'll get a chance to chat again.
Yes, definitely.
So looking at the artists who are involved, let's go through them a little bit. So the next artist involved is Dan Whitehouse. He's been on tour with a good old Glasgow girl, Eddie Reader, is that right?
Yes. It was earlier this year they did a tour across the country promoting his new album and EP, because he's recently signed to Reveal Records. So they're label mates and tour together. And Danny's amazingly talented, a great guitarist.
I think opening for Eddie Reader, you definitely need to be of a very high calibre. So moving on to Michael Clark, he's a movie star now, is that right?
Yes, he is. He recently starred in David Brent's Life on the Road, which is a character Ricky Gervais plays. And he's got such a massive range of experience in the music industry, Michael has. He has toured and supported Sheryl Crow, John Mayer and the Kings of Leon, and he's a great singer, songwriter and producer in his own right, and he's just so busy and just brilliant, and he's a multi-instrumentalist and plays, I think, every instrument ever invented.
And obviously has a sense of humour as well, if he's moving from Sheryl Crow to David Brent.
Yeah, something like that.
But he's a producer as well, isn't he? He produced Andy Burrows from Razorlight's album.
Yes, he did. He produced the album and he also went on tour with him as well.
And finally, there is Fiona Bevan. She released her debut album in 2014, Talk to Strangers.
Yeah, it's a really great album, Fiona. She is a singer-songwriter as well, and she also is a multi-instrumentalist. And her debut album, Talk to Strangers, got a lot of critical acclaim, and it's just a really great, authentic album. So I recommend it to everybody.
And I think probably the entire audience out there has heard at least one of her songs, because she co-wrote a song for a very famous band.
Yes, she did. She co-wrote Little Thing for One Direction with Ed Sheeran, which got to number one in the UK, the US and plenty of other countries.
The guys that you've got involved here, Nikki, they're all fairly heavy hitters in their own right. And I imagine would be an absolute dream for any singer-songwriter to get the chance to work with.
Definitely, they are. They've all done amazing things throughout their careers, and they're all very passionate and just really love what they do and love giving their time and helping people. And they are the best I could find, and I'm really honoured to have them as part of the project and really hope young aspiring singer-songwriters want to be a part of this, because this is so unique and we're so lucky to have those people on board.
And I'm sure a lot of singer-songwriters definitely will want to be involved in the project. And the good news for the listeners of R&IB Connect Radio today is that the application process is open.
Yes, it is open, and you can apply via our website. And we're also going to set up a phone line for people that might not be able to access our website so that they can apply, and we'll choose 8 participants to attend the full course.
Now, Nikki, the project sounds wonderful, but obviously for young visually impaired people, travel can sometimes be an issue. Is there anything in place to help out?
Yes, there is. What we're planning to do is every participant, we're going to pay up to £30 per week for their travel to ensure that they can come every week, and we'll try to support them as much as we possibly can to ensure that it's easy for them.
That's excellent. You've thought of everything.
I'll try to. I just want the participants to get so much out of it, and I don't want them to worry about those little things that bother us every day as visually impaired people. I just want them to get involved with the music, enjoy it, and be creative.
Be creative and have a very good time. And as you say, feel inspired and empowered by the project.
Yeah, definitely. And because I think a lot of people don't realise that visually impaired people or people with any disability are capable of so much, and that is what part of this project is about, showing the world that, well, basically what we're made of. That's a huge thing that I really want to get across to the public and to those participants, so that they know they're not forgotten and they can pursue and do anything.
And obviously the great thing with music is that the chance to be able to tell your story via the medium of your own songs is an absolutely fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's quite therapeutic just being able to sit down and write a song, and whether you're happy, sad, angry, just getting it down into music is just so cathartic. I just want to give everyone that opportunity to try it out and do it.
And if there are any visually impaired young singer-songwriters out there who would like to apply, what do they need to let you know as part of their application?
All they need to let me know is why do they want to do it. If they have any experience already, just send us a link to one of their songs, or even if they've only ever written lyrics, send us the lyrics. Or, you know, it's not, you don't have to be an amazing singer-songwriter to start out with. You know, just you have to be passionate about music and be willing to do the work, and you can come on board.
And in this digital age, a lot of people who are trying out singing and songwriting for the first time do generally have websites or at least some YouTube clips. Is it okay for people to share those with you as part of the process?
Yeah, that would be perfect. Anything that they can send digitally is perfect for us. So mainly links, though, because we don't want to have loads of stuff clogging up the email box so that we can make sure we get everything through. So just links.
Yes, I think that would be definitely preferable. Now, remind us again, Nikki, I know that there's going to be a lot of people out there who are really excited for this project. How many participants will get the chance to work with these great artists?
We will select 8.
So it's 8 participants working over an 8-week project.
Yes, 8 is the lucky number, I think.
I think it is. I think you might be swimming through a sea of applications over the next few weeks. Once more, the application process is open, as we say, to any young singer-songwriter 18 to 35 with a visual impairment.
Yes, that is the only requirement, 18 to 35, visually impaired and interested in music.
And if anyone wants to apply or wants any more information, what's the best way for them to get in touch, Nikki?
The best way to get in touch, you can check our website, which is www.thevipproject.com. We're also on Facebook. We have a page, and it's, again, thevipproject.com. or Twitter, and again, the same name. So you can find us almost everywhere.
And if you want any more information about the artists involved, you can also go to our website, www.rnibconnect.org.uk, and check out some of the profiles and some songs from the artists involved. Now, Nikki, before you go, I'd like to thank you for your time with me today, but also, would you mind introducing the song from one of your fantastic participating artists?
Yes, I would love to. Song is Slow Mo Tiger Glow, and it's by the wonderful Fiona Bevan. Thank you so much for having me.
Nikki Kelly from the VIP Project, thank you very much. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We snatch our time together from the jaws of a bright-eyed tiger. Now sleep much and wake up tighter, but that's what we need. Cause I could talk to you all night, touch you, feel you by my side. But the morning comes and you always have to leave. But you're too good to lose. Don't want us to be over. What's mine? But I don't wish for teeth and claws, cause I'd hurt that body of yours. And I can't compete with time, it speeds forward.